FDIC advances BSA rule forcing, AML, and sanctions controls on stablecoin issuers. The FDIC has advanced a proposed Bank Secrecy Act rule that would require FDIC-supervised stablecoin issuers to maintain anti-money laundering and counterterrorism financing programs, sanctions controls, and suspicious activity reporting. The proposal was published by the agency and flagged by CoinMarketCap on May 25, 2026, and is the first concrete BSA framework written specifically for payment stablecoin issuers under the Genius Act. It marks the moment payment stablecoins move from regulated like a money services business to regulated like a bank. For issuers already inside the FDIC perimeter, the compliance bar just rose to match what JP Morgan and Citi run today. Bank-grade compliance applied to tokens. The proposed rule does three things at once. It pulls FDIC-supervised stablecoin issuers fully into the BSA regime, sets explicit expectations for AML-CFT program design, and lays out reporting and sanctions obligations tied to OFAC lists. In practice, that means an in-scope issuer will need a written AML program approved by its board, a designated BSA officer, independent testing, customer identification and due diligence on counterparties, and ongoing transaction monitoring. Suspicious activity reports and currency transaction reports flow to FinCEN on the same timelines that apply to insured banks. None of this is novel banking policy. The novelty is that it now applies to mint and burn token operators whose ledgers sit on public blockchains rather than core banking systems. The Genius Act pulls everything inside the perimeter. This proposal exists because the Genius Act created a federal framework for payment stablecoin issuers and assigned different supervisors to different issuer types. Issuers chartered through an FDIC-supervised path now sit squarely under the agency's rulemaking authority, and the agency is using that authority to write the AML book. The political logic is straightforward. Lawmakers backing the Genius Act argued that bringing stablecoins onshore required treating them like regulated payment instruments rather than experimental tokens. That promise only works if the supervisory rulebook gets written. This is the FDIC writing its chapter. Issuers outside the FDIC's remit are not directly covered, but the proposed standards will set the floor that OCC and state-supervised issuers are pressured to match. Regulatory divergence creates arbitrage. Regulators usually close it. Cost falls hardest on smaller issuers. A full BSA program is expensive. Mid-sized U.S. banks spend tens of millions a year on AML staffing, monitoring software, and audit. For a stablecoin issuer with a lean compliance function, the build-out is significant. Hiring a qualified BSA officer alone competes against bank pay scales. The likely effect is consolidation. Issuers with bank parents, Citi-backed and JP Morgan-aligned projects, Stripe's Tempo network with MoneyGram as anchor validator, absorb the cost as a rounding error. Independent issuers face a choice: invest, partner with a regulated entity, or stay outside the FDIC path and accept a smaller addressable market. The European side of the same equation is already visible. Qivalis announced 37 banks across 15 countries backing its Euro stablecoin earlier this month, the kind of distribution that only works inside a bank-grade compliance shell. Impact on users and card programs. For a retail user holding USDC, USDP, or a future FDIC-chartered token, the practical change is mostly invisible. KYC at issuance and redemption already exists for major dollar stablecoins. The new rule formalizes ongoing monitoring, which means flagged wallets may face faster freezes and clearer recourse paths than today. For stablecoin spending card programs, the rule strengthens the rails. Card issuers settling in regulated stablecoins gain a counterparty whose AML controls are federally examined, reducing the operational risk that a token they accept becomes sanctioned overnight. That is meaningful for any program loading balances from a single dollar token. The flip side, issuers outside the FDIC framework, including some offshore tokens used in self-custody card flows, may see banks and card networks tighten counterparty acceptance over time. Regulatory perimeters tend to harden the longer they exist. Bitcoin sits at $77,268, up 0.8% on the day as of May 25, 2026, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 40, neutral. The market reaction to the proposal has been muted, which is consistent with a rulemaking that was telegraphed by the Genius Act passage, and that mostly applies to a specific class of issuers.